emergency. Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why my team and I focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call us at the Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency in Houghton at 482-1210 and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We're having lots of fun talking about Michigan Tech hockey. And let's go to Saturday night's game. The Huskies winning on Friday night 4-2, trying to complete the sweep and remain undefeated against the Huntsville program. And they did just that, but it was a tough game again. The final score, 2-1. Let's get to the scoring, first of all, for the Michigan Tech hockey team. It was the Huskies going up by a score of 2-0 in that game. And again, it was a couple of guys that, you know, tallied on Friday night, also tallied on Saturday night. Brent Baltus got the first goal of the game. This came at the 13:58 mark to give the Huskies a 1-0 lead.
And a little bit of chaos going on inside of the Chargers zone right now as everybody is scattered all about. And the Huskies hold it in, tipped in front, scores! Baltus at the back door, redirects a pretty pass. And the Huskies take a 1-0 lead with 6:02 left to go in the first period.
Listen to the boos in the background. They didn't like that goal at all there, but what a play by Lucchini.
Well, exactly, and I'll give Joel Esperance a lot of credit too. I don't think he got an assist on the play, but he put the pressure on the forecheck and forced their defenseman to get rid of the puck, and Jake Lucchini did a real nice job also on the forecheck, coming across and sealing the middle of the ice, and as their player tried to pass it, Jake picked it off. Good hockey sense. Jake Lucchini's a good all-around player, and he's got a great feel, good hockey sense. He knows Baltus is down by the net, all alone, and he just feeds that puck to Baltus, and easy goal. Big goal, but there's Brent Baltus again hanging around the net. So I hope this gives him a ton of confidence. He's been playing well, but yeah, like you said, you want to get some something to show for it. So I'm glad for Brent, and obviously this could be a huge boost to him and our team.
So do you look at those two players, L'Esperance and Baltus, as similar style of players too, Coach?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, Joel's more the bigger body, grind down low, and not that Baltus can't do that or doesn't do that. He just doesn't have the weight, like probably 30 pounds lighter than Joel is. And, Baltus has a little more speed to him. The first couple steps a little bit quicker. So similar but different in a lot of ways.
It seems like Brent, though he's not very thick, is so good at protecting the puck along the wall.
Well, he's really improved at that. And, if he had a little bit more on him, I mean, when he's going up against these 6'3", 200-pound defensemen, that would help. But it's mental, mental toughness. And you got to be strong mentally and work mentally. And Brent does a real good job at that. That's a key to him. So even though he gives away maybe 20, 25 pounds to some of these defensemen, he's got that mental strength. Like he's that kid in that sandbox mentality. There's one toy or one puck, and who's going to come out with it, and Baltus has that mental toughness that you need in those situations.
We get a power play and we score. Joel Esperance gets the goal, Brent Baltus the assist, and Mark Ock gets another assist. A power play goal to give the Huskies a 2-0 lead in the first period.
Taken now by Lucchini, back up top for Mark Ock. Quick shot, tipped in front, rebound was right there. L'Esperance scores! Oh, L'Esperance didn't get it on his first chance. He got it on the second one, though, as he had a little bit more time than I think the Chargers will have liked him to have, and he buried it. L'Esperance with a power play goal gives the Huskies a 2-0 lead with 2:21 left to go in the period.
Actually, I think it was his third whack at it.
Oh, I think so. He was all alone. Like, and when you watch it back on video, I mean, it's scary to watch because he had the whole net. Yeah. And, the first one, he's lucky it came back to him, the second one, and then finally the third one. And really, it's Brent Baltus and Joel are down by the net by themselves. We catch them on a 2-on-1 down low, and Baltus is tied up with their defenseman. And Joel is really just all by himself, and he's got all these opportunities. But nice play by Mark Ock. We talked about trying to get three of their defenders out high and then kick it down low for that 2-on-1. And just a simple wrist shot at the net with traffic, and you catch him in that, like I said, catch him outnumbered down by the net. And Joel was fortunately put that away.
We certainly did a lot more of that in the second game, I thought.
Yeah.
Just quickly getting the puck on net.
Yeah, well, they're putting a lot of pressure on and trying to eliminate some of our guys up top, some of our skilled guys up top on the power play. So, you know, you have to make some adjustments and understand what they're giving you. You know, your power play basically is just you have a little bit of structure, some certain plays, a philosophy that you want to use. But you also have to be creative and be able to freelance because, you know, a lot of times people take things away from you. You know, they'll take an Alex Patan, for example, try to put a lot of pressure on him. So if everything's supposed to go through Alex Patan, all of a sudden, you know, you can't. You got to freelance. You got to move players around. Some of that is coaching. You can do that. But a lot of it, too, is just playing the game, you know, seeing what's out there and having a feel for it, understand what's open, and your top players can do that. You know, as I'm watching, you know, Chicago last night and their power play, they're all over the place, you know, and it looks like, you know, there's no structure to it. But like I said, you have your basic structure, where guys are, your philosophy, and then you have to freelance off of that. But we did a good job of it, making adjustments to their penalty kill.
Because when Mark Ott got that puck, if I remember right, I mean, he made it look like you were going to do the normal thing where you hold on to it and then look and dish it off but he shot right away and it was great.
Yeah, no question. And Mark, being a left-handed, we had him so he could step off the boards into the middle of the ice with his head up, and he's having a good year. He's putting up some numbers for us, Mark Ock, but he's got that offensive creativity. But most importantly is that you get that shot through, and then everything happens from there.
No scoring in the second period. Your thoughts really quick on the second period, Coach.
Well, I thought it was you know, a pretty even period, not much going on. I think they only had one shot on goal in the second period, so we didn't give them much.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right. 9-1 were the shots.
9-1. We had some real good looks, but we didn't finish, and that's where you have to take a team out of it, and we've got to do a better job of that. It's hard to force offense. You and I, you've heard me talk about this a lot, but we had some opportunities where you have to finish, and you know, I think Joel Esperance had another one where he walked in up tight and the goalie made a real good save on a semi breakaway and whatnot. But yeah, we didn't give them up much in that second period, and that's the whole idea on the road. If you've given up only one shot on goal per period, you know, or in a second like that, you're gonna have a good chance to win.
All right, we go to the third period. The Huskies are up 2-0, and early in the third period, Michigan Tech gives up a goal at the 6:22 mark. It was a power play with the Huskies down a man, a 5-minute major penalty called
to the point. Controlled by Gosselin. Gosselin for Saulnier. Saulnier goes to the far side. Scores! Tipped in front. And the Huskies see their lead cut in half. It's 2-1. 13:38 left to go here in the third period.
Nice redirect in front by Cam Knight. Brendan Saulnier gets the assist, and that was during the 10-minute penalty kill there for the Huskies.
Well, yeah, Dirk, and you have to understand, like, you know, and I talked to our team a lot about this, and even before this period, I said, you know, we have to keep our hands down, our sticks down. Anything near the board, you got to back off. You just can't, you know. And you know, sure enough, 2 minutes into the period, basically, you know, Chris Liebering takes a bad penalty. You know, it's at our offensive blue line, their defensive blue line, so it's a long way from our net. Chris is doing the right thing. He's stepping up and trying to, you know, force their guy in the neutral zone, but, you know, he turns his back a little bit and he gets his elbow, and their guy goes down and lays down for a little bit, and that attracts more attention to the play, and all of a sudden we're, you know, 2 minutes into the period, you know, the 2-0 lead, and I thought we had a chance to really take him out of the game, and then all of a sudden we're, you know, killing for 5 minutes.
All right, so that was the final goal of the game. The Huskies hang on thanks to a great sequence towards the end defensively
down
for Michigan Tech.
And he works it back to the half wall, poked away by the Huskies, but not out. He shot towards the goal, bouncy puck, loose puck is there, it went right of the net. It just went wide, 4 seconds left, to the corner. And the Huskies are going to hold on for the victory here. Oh, it looked like it went in. It looked like it went in the net. It did not. It was wide on the short side, and Jamie Phillips did it again.
Great job by Phillips at the end there, Coach, to keep it out of the net.
Well, yeah, and we'll backtrack a little bit. So Liebringer takes a 5-minute major, and 6 seconds after he's out of the box, we take another 5-minute major. So, Dirk, we had to kill 10 minutes. Really, you know, so we're the 18-minute mark on the clock to start the third period till the 8-minute mark, of the third period, we're shorthanded. And I thought our penalty killers did an outstanding job. We had some great chances, like Jake Lucchini had two or three chances shorthanded. We did a phenomenal job. I think Joey Sean charted it and said we only gave him two scoring opportunities in that whole 10 minutes, which is phenomenal.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And we did a good job. And then, so finally, you know, we get to back to play, and I thought we started.